Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butter Baby.
Butter Baby. Butter Baby. Baby. Baby.
Hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with
the Diva Squad,
Palace Radio, Love Fantasy,
it's Butter Baby, Butter Baby, Butter Baby. The Diva Squad, 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 Squad,
Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad, Squad,
they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, suck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down a rock, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans. And I don't see no way in the future, all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. And on my frame now, when they catch a track. Cause would you please holler at me when the cash is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that web, web, what is foul? What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in, that's switching the band, coming out line.
Welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace, Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. And I am one of your hosts, Storm. And with me, I have my fellow divas. Divas, are you in the building?
Yes, yes, yes.
You know it.
In the flesh.
All right. And Miss Mobetta, Long Island Gaming Ladies in the building. And like
indeed.
I said, welcome back. We are here every Wednesday, same time, same place, 8 p.m. The number to call, 319-527-6761. You have to press 1 to go on the air. This is an adult, grown and sexy show. And you can call us. You can inbox us for topics. We discuss everything. We interview everybody. And we're just here to take it to the next level. Welcome back, ladies. How you doing?
Great. I'm doing great.
Just dandy.
Just dandy.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
What's happening, everybody? Yeah, what's happening, everybody?
You know, hopefully y'all can hear me. I was going in and out, so hopefully you can hear me now, nice and clear, hopefully.
Yes,
if
we
not,
got you.
Let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Right, how you
yes, we can,
been?
We can hear you. It's going.
We
made it to Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
Who's pumping tonight?
Somebody
had to say it.
We're getting over the hump of the week.
That's right, folks.
That's it. Don't let y'all mind take y'all somewhere else.
The hump week, the stressful week. Yes. Come on, y'all. Don't go there. Come on. Just talk about it.
Middle of the week.
You know, I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm off work tonight. Let's get it. So,
damn.
Yes.
Yeah. Feeling pretty good. You know, I could run around and jump and stuff. I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so the week has been crazy. I'm sure you guys read the news.
You know, Halloween.
You know.
Halloween's coming up, folks. Y'all going trick-or-treating? I don't think we're too old to trick-or-treat.
No.
Grown up, I'm not.
I think I've been and bought the bag from the store and ate most of it, but I'm just saying.
I think most people do that, have to make double runs because then I ate all the candy up.
You know, got a sweet tooth, but you guys resting up? What y'all doing? You got going out? Any Halloween parties and all that good stuff?
You got a couple of things coming up, you know.
We'll see what happens.
I just want to scare the trick-or-treaters.
Oh. You know
well,
what?
Well, see, this is, people tend to forget that it does say trick or treat. It doesn't, you could be a trick also. It don't have to even be no candy, right? You know, they done made it sore. Boy, you got to get a treat now. Scare the shit out of them kids.
No, give me some candy. You'll get that kid that's run away from your house and fall and hurt himself and be suing you like crazy.
Oh god.
People are so crazy. What? If they fall on your property, they are suing you. If they trip on a rock or on their foot, they're suing you. So good luck with that, right? You know it is.
Oh yeah.
You know what it is. It's like everybody's trying to get a come up.
Oh, well, happy birthday to anybody out there celebrating a birthday. This is Scorpio season, so happy birthday to the Scorpios out there.
Oh, Scorpio season?
Happy Scorpio season.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, so happy birthday to anybody celebrating a birthday. So...
Go ahead.
Because I was gonna start into the topic, but you go ahead. Say what you gonna
say. Okay. Yeah. All right. I gotta give a personal shout out though. You know, I got two personal shout outs to give. So birthday shout out. My daughter Sarquasia and my daughter Niaja. They are both November babies. And November will be here before you know it. Next week, I was told today that November is next week. So I'm going to give them a shout-out early, and then next week I give them another shout-out, but I want them to feel that extra love, you know? So I'm going to let you into the topics, ladies.
Wow.
Okay,
that's
what we do around these parts of the town, you know what I'm saying? GQ Palace in the building. So, again, what I was going to say is October, this is around the harvest time, but there is a lot of things that are actually acknowledged and stuff in October, in the month of October. And, you know, autism is autism awareness. There's breast cancer awareness. There's domestic violence awareness. I think it's domestic violence. What, mental health awareness? But which we were going to be talking about mental health issues. But as of 2023, mental health is moving to May. It's going to be from May 1st to May 31st in 2023, which I was just reading that on the internet earlier. So, but there's pancreatic cancer awareness, and you know, there's just so many things that you know are acknowledged in the month of October. So, you know, there's a few things that we can actually discuss and stuff like that. But tonight we are going to discuss, focus on the mental health issues. And the reason we came up with that is because I don't know, some people don't watch the news or whatever, but I'm sure they probably heard, you know, there's people, and especially here in New York where we are, every day you wake up, there is somebody got hurt or stabbed or shot or something in the subways and stuff like that. So it's like, what's happening with these folks that are just going in these subways and stuff, committing these crimes unjustly? You know, there's people, strap hangers just hanging, waiting on their train, and then just being attacked. You know, it's crazy because now you like, oh, these crazy people, but that crazy that's in them started from somewhere else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, I ain't saying nobody else or nothing. It just started from somewhere else. And my question would be, why is it so hard? And I'm going to speak to the black men tonight. I don't want y'all to think I'm biased either, but we have to start. Charity and stuff starts at home, then it spreads abroad. So I can only speak to what I know. So at that point, like, you know, what do you think is missing? And why do you think a mental illness is at like an all-time high right now?
Well, I'll just jump in real quick. This is your girl Storm. I think that it's still at an all-time high because of the pandemic, unfortunately. I believe that a lot of people will say, oh, you know, pandemic's over. No, it's not, because there were still so many people that were stuck in the house with their thoughts, okay? And some of us know those thoughts are good thoughts, those thoughts are bad thoughts. And, you know, people are constantly trying to commit suicide. And I'm just talking about men and women, you know, not even, you know, talking about a race or gender, you know, because we have a lot of different genders, you know, but I'm just saying in general, just to go strong, my opinion, I believe that a lot of people were severely affected by the pandemic, and more people than we know about, you know, because a lot of people don't discuss their mental illness. A lot of people don't discuss the voices that they hear. Or when that depression hits an all-time high, you know, or all-time low, let's just say, and they're not able to come back from it, you know, besides, you know, doing something crazy, you know. And when I say, of course, crazy, I'm just saying something out the norm. Somebody walking or standing in a subway and you walk up and then push them on a rail. That's kind of crazy to me, you know.
That
especially
is crazy.
You don't know them. You don't know them. There's no communication with them. So I'm just saying in general, you know, how I feel that it's, you know, still at that high. You know, it was baby-making season, you know, during the pandemic. You know, a lot of these people decide they want to make babies, and then, of course, they deal with all these different depressions and going up, going down with their feelings, emotions, relationship, domestic violence. They deal with so many different things, and then what happens? Sometimes they deliver the baby and they get rid of the baby, you know? They feel that it's,
yeah, that's
it's a voice that they hear.
Depression is serious.
Mm-hmm. Right. So to me personally, I just think that the pandemic didn't help the situation. I feel like it heightened it and made it a lot worse. And then some of the avenues that people had before they didn't have. So now I feel like it's finally coming, you know, to the forefront where so many different people were not treated, couldn't get medication, couldn't get into the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing virtual visits. Virtual visits,
mm-hmm.
that means nothing. You know, like you need the person to
yeah.
get out that house. They've been stuck in those four
right.
walls for months, you know, and then you're mm-hmm. doing a visit over the phone that's really shortened, you know, and you're
right.
not able to really like reach out and touch that person and feel, you know, their sympathy or empathy. You're not able to
mm-hmm.
feel it, you know. So now everybody's scheduled. They're still stuck in the house, but now you're going to spend 30 minutes of them telling you how they feel. And at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
when you hang up, they feel 10 times worse. So that's what I
like,
think.
My problem wasn't fixed, Eddie. You know, I'm still stuck
no.
here. Right. What you
right.
think, Ray?
The depression. First of all, I am. In my experience, in my past, I've suffered from depression myself. It's mine, I gotta say, and I can't speak for anyone else. It's circumstantial, a lot of it. And I agree a lot with what Storm said. You know, people are put in a certain situation or go through something or, you know, and then
mm-hmm.
something happens like the pandemic or,
mm-hmm.
you know, a baby is born and, you know, it triggers. There are different triggers, you know, to
mm-hmm.
bring that depression, you know, out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Bam.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely agree
yeah.
with what you ladies
yeah,
are speaking
no, no.
on.
Yeah, I made a lot of sense. But what happens is a lot of times we have people, for lack of a few different reasons, trust, resources, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where they don't go get the help that they need. A few things like that, you know. But the first thing
yeah.
that has to be brought is acknowledgement. People are,
ooh, yeah.
are not acknowledging, not just the person that's affected, but the people around them. A lot of times you have people that'll start making excuses for, you know, for their loved ones, and then they won't say something until it's too late. So,
yeah.
and I'm just going to rewind a little bit because you already know, and especially in a lot of black homes, again, I can't speak for any other kind of home because I didn't grow up in another kind of home. But a lot
mm-hmm.
of people are like, oh, what happens in this house stays in this house. You understand what I'm saying? So a lot of these behaviors and stuff that people are displaying now has been happening. It's been happening long before the pandemic. And stuff like that. Not to say that the pandemic didn't contribute, but it
mm-hmm.
it's been happening. And again, they're like, all right, people are not going to the doctors and getting wellness checks, getting your blood checked, getting all your levels and stuff, make sure to check. So sometimes don't even know what's affecting them. You know, they could have had some
right.
type of infection that caused them to go crazy or something like that, because things like that happen. So sometimes when they get up, then they start, instead of going to the doctor, instead of getting the prescribed drugs, then they'll take street drugs that totally
mm-hmm.
alters their thought process and their mental, knowing that they already had a mental issue, you know. But
yes.
again, you have to first acknowledge that there is a problem. Acknowledgement comes before anything. You have to acknowledge it. Like, all right, I know there's a problem. You know what I'm saying? Then if they themselves don't want to, you try to help somebody to the point where, to the limit to where they're not going to hurt you or hurt somebody else. You know what I mean? So see if you could reach out to help or whatever, but I know not everybody is receptive of that. They're at a point to where can't nobody tell them nothing, or can't nobody do nothing for me, you know, stuff like that. And I'm sure we've all probably heard of stories like that, or if you haven't experienced them personally. So it's a touchy situation because, again, I think everybody goes through some type of mental anguish to where, even if it's with the kids, like, oh, I've had enough of the kids, they stressing me out. That's all part of mental anguish, you know? So
yeah.
I'm sure everybody can attest to a certain level.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Definitely, but don't you think, you know, like, when we say accountability, me personally, I feel like some people in our household, you know, it's like, what's mental illness? You know, like, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have that. You know, you just sad. You're just feeling down, you know. But you'll be all
right,
you know. Like, suck it up.
Deal
with it. Man up, you know. Those are the things that you hear. You don't hear, you know. And I'll just say, like, to me personally, I feel like I've never heard, you know, like, oh, well, maybe you could suffer from, you know, some type of mental illness, or you've been depressed for too long. Maybe you should try and get some help for it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people,
mm-hmm.
you don't hear that in your household. You just hear that a situation happened, you feel sad,
mm-hmm.
you'll get over it, you know. For the young men, man up, you know, man up. Come on, man up. You could deal with it. Come
on,
push
out
your chest, pick your head up, and let's go. You know, it's like you hear things like that. You don't hear that inner story of, okay, well, what really is it? Let me sit down and talk to my kid and see exactly what
out.
Is it. You know,
yeah.
Well, if you say, oh, okay, well, I think I want to talk to somebody. Talk to who? Better talk to Jesus. Who you going to talk to? What happened in my house? Stay in my house is what you going to hear. You know, insert in the homes, I'm just saying. I can, like I said, I can only speak for the homes I've been in, you know. I can't speak for other people.
Exactly.
But I could just say that the things that you hear, they're not really supported where people look at, oh, I want a therapist. I want to go and speak to somebody. Speak to who? You could speak to me.
Right.
You don't need anybody. Right. You going to talk to somebody, telling them our business, like
keep
going out of household. And then, you know, somebody come knocking
keep,
at my door. You know,
mm-hmm.
those
keep
are
people
things
out
that
your
you
business.
Hear, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel
like,
you know, as parents, you know, we're the core. We have to start there to sit down and take a minute and ask those questions, you know, and not just assume that it's temporary, you know, not just assume it's temporary, you know, and then mental illness isn't a bad thing. People think that they're ashamed by it. You know, people are ashamed of the thoughts that they're hearing or the feelings that they have. They're ashamed of those things, you know, and because they're ashamed of it and the world is not so accepting to it, it makes it harder for people to come out and say, I need help, you know?
Well, this
it makes
world,
it harder.
That the world now we live in makes it harder for everything. Like, now it's like changing people's speech. It's changing how people move. Like, we are living in a whole different metaverse now, whatever they call it, metaverse.
How people
identify,
you know, how people identify, what's accepted.
Absolutely.
You know, what's not
what you can and can't say, where you can and can't go, you know, you have, you know, just a lot of different things. Like, so I had somebody ask me, one of our listeners actually asked the question of what is actually being woke, quote unquote, being woke, W-O-K-E.
Ugh.
What is woke?
What is it? What'd you tell them?
I didn't tell them anything. I told them I was just gonna, I'll ask the question and see, because that I being woke from what I've gathered is awareness, but it was more geared. Now they use the woke a little more than just on the African American black side. It used to be just for black people. Now they use it for, they took it and added to the politics. They added to politics to it too. You know what I'm saying? So now woke could be different for a lot of people. What is woke?
Right.
You know, like they like stay woke. You know, that's one of the most cliche things ever. stay woke. Stay woke. Stay woke. What is woke? You know what I'm saying?
When I've always heard it, it's awareness. It's alert. It's being, paying attention. You know, don't let your guard down. It's like when me personally, like I said, Sugar Storm. Those are, when I hear the word, those are things that come to my mind, you know, not saying it's right, wrong, indifferent, but, you know, because everyone receives it different and they define it different.
Right.
But,
right.
Of course, if you look it up in a dictionary, it's going to give you something else, you know, but to me, my reality
is,
it's like stay awake, pay attention, you know, don't be caught sleeping.
Yep, right.
You have to be alert at all times. Watch your surroundings. What I receive it as.
Exactly.
I don't know about everybody else.
It's being aware, you know. So my thing is, you're around here, you hear a lot of people saying that, stay woke, stay woke, stay woke, but you still seeing people around you that are having mental issues and nobody's woke around that. And when they see things like that, then it becomes, oh, it's not my problem. You understand what I'm saying? Did y'all get that?
Yes.
Okay.
I definitely got it. Wow.
So, you know, yeah. Like, it's frustrating sometimes. I know for me it is. Speaking for myself, this is Miss Movetta. It's very frustrating. You know, and then I'll have to shut myself off. I have to turn off. I won't research nothing. I won't, because it becomes frustrating. Everything starts running because you are confused about what you can say, what you can't say, what you can do. You know what? Let me just take a little mental break so I don't end up in that mental health issue. So I won't have them, you know, because like I said, most of us go there, but you can't stay there. You shouldn't stay there.
Right.
You know.
Right.
You know. But like you said, Ray, some people, because, and I've learned this too a while ago too, to not ever be a victim of circumstance. You know, like, under the circumstances, I can't. Because then them circumstances becomes habits. So it's like,
absolutely.
All right, under the circumstance, I stayed because of the kids. Well, under the circumstance, I couldn't afford to get another apartment. I couldn't afford it on my own. Under the circumstance. So that means, like, once we start surrendering to them circumstances, that means we're not trusting God.
Yes.
Our faith sometimes depletes. You know, it does. Like, we got to pray all the time. I know I do. I'm going to speak for I. Have to pray all the time for my faith to be restored. To be restored, because I get lost in my thoughts, in my head. I get lost in there sometimes. So I'd be all over the place. And I believe that's how a lot of mental issues start. When people got, you got so much going on in your head that you can't plant your feet. You're not grounded. You don't know which direction you're going in and all kinds of stuff. That's what mental issues would do to you. That's what mental issues would do to a person. And then what's happening is then they get so frustrated and I'm not excusing what anybody is out there doing to harm anybody else, but what they do is lash out at other people. Metaphorically speaking, they end up bleeding on somebody that didn't cut them.
Right. Yep, I agree.
So that's why when you say to go talk to somebody and stuff, that's what it is. Going to talk to somebody, it's not there for judgment. People are not here to judge you. It's not for judgment. It's so you can have a brain dump. So you can have a brain dump, because some nights you'll lay down, you have so much stuff going on in your head, you're tossing and turning up. Tossing and turning up. You can't even get a decent night's rest.
Mm-hmm. I can relate. Speak about it, sis. Speak about it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
My God.
Life happens.
How do you turn it off, though?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Come on now. Like, you know, and you know, like I said, I feel bad for the people that are affected by somebody who's going through mental illness. Who has that has mental incapabilities, and I'm not talking about like the people in the MRDD that were born with those. I'm talking about those circumstantial mental folk. You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
That,
well, what would be your advice for the people who are going, like the circumstantial situations that people are going through and that they stay in situations? What would you what would you say to them, though?
Well, my a couple of things, because me personally, I don't have all the answers. I don't know everybody's situation personally and stuff like that. So what I can say best is, number one, don't cease praying. Don't cease praying. Prayer works. I can attest to that too. And you have to work as well as pray. You have to work also. Faith without works is dead. So, you know, pray for restoration of your faith. Pray for your resources and stuff to be, you know, and ask God for the wisdom. Like, you know, a lot of times we just got to tap into that higher power. And I don't want a lot of people, and I know y'all probably heard me say this before, because what's happening is a lot of people are disconnecting from God because they want to disconnect from the church. That's where a lot of the problem coming in at, because you don't go to church to spend your time with God. To spend your time with God is, that's a one-on-one situation. That's a one-on-one situation. So to go to church, you go to church to learn fellowship and be fed. That's why you go to church. You know, of course, the Spirit of God should be there in most churches, but to have that relationship with God, that's a one-on-one situation. So a lot of people don't like come out with stuff that they got going on in their head because they don't want the judgment. They don't want to be embarrassed. And, you know, stuff like that. So that's why I always say, go talk to a stranger. If you need to just get some stuff out of, go talk to a stranger. You know, and they don't know you personally. But you got to get that stuff
Word.
Out your head. Write it down. Write it down. Write it in a book. You know, as long as you can just get that out your head. So, I mean, you know, tap into the resources. There's stuff out there. People, if they fear that they don't have the health insurance, like they check your local charities and different things like that, they be having resources. You just have to go out and look for them. They're not gonna fall in your lap. People have to get out there and look for them. You know,
put in that work. Yeah, definitely put in that work.
But my prayers be to anybody who's going through it mentally, that, you know, is kind of struggling with feeling that there's no outlet, you know, and that they can get over that hump.
Yeah, I would say also just battling their thoughts, you know, battling their thoughts alone, because, you know, going through something, you know, like you had mentioned earlier, is your mind goes a mile a minute, 24/7. You know, some people have good thoughts, some people have bad thoughts. And I feel like sometimes the thoughts get the best of you, you know. People say it doesn't, but, you know, until you have lived it and you've had different thoughts in your head, you know, you have to be able to, you know, figure out something. And some people are afraid to talk to other people because they don't want to be judged, you know. They don't want people to, you know, lash out. And honestly, they don't want people in their business. You know,
right?
And I feel like
right.
that tends to affect more people. You know, also is that people being in your business. You know, okay, if it's a mother with children, right? And you're having all these negative thoughts, and you have all these babies at home. You know, they don't want to be able to talk to someone, because then guess what? CPS might get involved, and you know they're afraid.
Yeah.
You know, the outcome
video. I'm sorry to cut you off, Storm, but that, did you see when that kid, the 12-year-old kid, tore up his mother's house that time because she took his phone, his cell phone or whatever? So
freaking
the reason I brought that
behaviors.
Up is, so what happened is, I brought that up because when the video got out, because she confided in a friend. She confided in a friend, and the friend ended up posting the video on social media. And that's how the story got out. And so now it's that, and that's why a lot of people aren't or not saying certain things, because now you have social media. Everything goes to social media now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't telling them, they not going to put my stuff on blast and do stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why a lot of crazy people are though. Not confiding either, because you're like, oh, I don't know who to trust. That's why, like Ray always say, you got to know your circle. You have to know your circle.
Yeah.
Pay attention. Pay attention to people. Pay attention to your circle. And just know, if they sit and gossip to you all the time, they'll gossip about you. I ain't going to say what nobody going to do.
Yeah, you can't.
Humans are susceptible. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? I feel like even as we live our life, you know, we know those people who are for us and those people are against us and those people who are praying for example. We know who it is.
That's
and even if someone that may be depressed or going through something, they know what it is. You know, they know. If I call Nancy over here and tell Nancy my business, and Nancy been my friend for 15, 20 years, I know Nancy's going to run her mouth because Nancy cannot hold water. So my advice would be, trust me, if you
don't
have a friend
Nancy.
That you can, and don't tell Nancy, because Nancy has told all of your business and then some to everybody, because you haven't seen those people so they could tell you about your business. You know, so you definitely don't want to reach out to Nancy. You know, but I hope and pray that people do have someone that they can confide in and they can open up to and they could, you know, express, you know, but sometimes, honestly, depending on who the person is, you don't really want to tell them your business also, because that's why I say I'm not against a therapist. I'm really not. I'm not against it. You know, I'm okay with speaking to that person on the outside that don't know me and don't know my business. I'm okay with it.
Right.
You know?
And more so now than ever, like you said, because, like, most families were affected by the pandemic. You had people that lost their jobs. You had family members by the drone. Okay.
We have a caller. I'm sorry. As the callers come in, the phone lines are definitely lit up. The number to call is 319-527-6761. You must press the 1 button to go on the air. So I'm going to go to the caller. Welcome to the Diva Squad. Can I have your name, please? You can be whoever you want to. You don't have to give your real name. But you're live on the air.
Maybe they're having phone issues.
Yeah. So,
okay.
You can call back in. Yeah, just press the 1 button as soon as you go on the air. I don't think I mentioned it before, any of us mentioned it. Here at the Diva Squad, when you call in, you don't have to give your government name. You can be whoever you want to be. It's completely up to you. You know, if you want to say your real name, go ahead. If you don't, it's fine. But you go on the air and you just, you know, give your feedback on the topic and what's hit for what. So tonight we're talking about mental illness. You can press that 1 button and go on the air and tell us what your thoughts are. You know, how do you feel about it? Are you affected by it? Do you know people? And what would be your advice to someone that's going through it? You know, pretty much. Sorry, but go ahead, Ms. I'm sorry.
No. I was just waiting on the caller to come in, whoever was on there or whatever. I was actually going to say, like, the same thing you just said. You know, with we're not here to blow anybody up. We're not licensed psychologists or anything, you know, but we're here to support if we can. You know, hopefully that you can get something out of the things that we bring forth, or our listeners and our callers bring forth also. You know, you just never know what kind of information you can use, you know, when it comes to mental health. And I'm hoping now because, go ahead, is the caller back?
No, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Yeah, no, because I know a lot of times when people are going through like a mental episode where they're having an episode, lashing out, doing whatever, and they're calling the police officers, you know, because, you know, their family member or somebody is going through it, you know. Hopefully they can, they'll give the police officer some, a little more training when it comes to dealing with people with mental issues. You know, they need, and when they were saying defund the police and stuff, that's kind of what they meant by it. They not take any money from them. You can't do that. Literally, you cannot do that, first of all. And, you know, take the money and reapply whatever money they're talking about to them getting mental health training. So they'll learn to deal with a lot of these people that are roaming the streets rampant, you know, when they get a call for that. So, but now politics, we know, is a dirty, dirty game. I'm trying my best not to talk about it. Not to talk about politics, because that I go from 0 to 100 quick when it comes to that, because you know.
Yeah,
so,
you know what I think it is too. Devil's advocate, though. I think the one of the issues I believe is, when they do receive the phone call, I believe that they've played audio where you have to give a description of what is a situation. You know, you have to mention that the person is suffering from a mental illness or having an episode.
Right, right.
You want to say that. You don't want to say, I have a child who's flinging a knife around and I'm afraid for my life. You know, they're a danger to themselves and to others. You want to make sure that you do say this person does suffer from mental issues. They are suffering from a situation right now. They're having an episode and I'm reaching out for assistance, you know.
Right.
Because we all know there's things that that the police can do where they can get you down, you know, without shooting
you. There
are techniques that they are trained to do. So I believe that we also want to just mention that you have to give a description, you know. Don't let them go in blindsided either, because when they go in blindsided without having the proper training, now it's every man for themselves. And we just want to make sure that, God forbid, if anything did ever happen, we want to make sure that we know that we did explain that our kid or our family member, whoever suffers from a mental illness, and they are unfortunately having an episode right now. You know, because I remember, I think it was months ago, could have been about a year or two ago, when the when they dispatched the police, I think it was up in the Bronx or something, and the police pretty much got ambushed, you know, without even knowing that the person is suffering from a mental illness, you know, was just, the person has a gun, you know, like that's all you know. You don't know nothing else. And they're stuck in a hallway, you know, and it's every man for themselves. You know, I feel like we have to do better in explaining the situation also when it comes down to mental illness. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about nothing else.
I'm just saying,
when it comes down to mental illness, we have to explain it just a little bit more in detail. So this way, no one's alarmed when they get there. They are prepared to deal with the situation. And maybe there's a crisis team that they have, you know, in their department that works with people who have mental illnesses that's trained to do it. You never know.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But I think that's something that definitely should be, you know, should be mentioned in advance, you know, with it.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense, though. You know, it makes sense. Because, again, you don't want them to get hurt and you don't want them to hurt anybody else. So, you have to be up for it. Like, you got to be, but, you know, a lot of times they be like, oh, he got a gun, he ain't supposed to have it. So they're looking more at the fact that, oh, I don't want them to go to jail type shit, instead of I don't want them to be killed. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
So, like you said, you got to let them know that he's armed or she's armed, but they're suffering from a mental breakdown.
Right.
From a mental breakdown. So, no, that makes total sense.
That makes
total sense. You know.
And, you know, something else, I did psych for 10 years, and there's, you know, I know for young children, for, you know, women, for boys, girls, you know, all genders, they're, you know, they tend to do self-harm, you know, they cut themselves, they hide it, they don't want you to see it. You know, mm-hmm. you just got to be mindful, you know, in the summertime where you see someone walking out with a long sleeve shirt when you know it's 90 degrees outside and they got a long sleeve shirt right. on and, you know, they're not really making an eye contact to you. They definitely don't want to roll up their sleeves or take off their jacket. You know, we want to, you know, pay attention to those, you know, those things, mm-hmm. those signs when it comes down to kids, mm-hmm. you know, just fighting with their own emotions and their own feelings, you know.
Right. And especially yeah. the children. Especially
you know,
want to
pay attention
you know.
To that, you know.
Right.
Keep in mind, you know, if you look at it, too, if you look all over the news, you know, kids are being bullied. You know, kids are taking their own life. You know, they're committing suicide. Mm. You know, bullying is still out there. It's still live. You know, it's still in effect.
Mm-hmm.
People are still doing it. Just because you don't hear about it as much as, you know, we should hear about it because it's out there, you know, it's still there. You know, and then those kids
right, right.
could be as healthy as they. All of a sudden, now they're fighting demons within them of not being accepted, you know, not being accepted by their peers, not being accepted by society because they're so cruel. You know, you want to pay attention to that because all of those things could lead to something, you know, mentally,
mm-hmm.
you know, where people
absolutely.
Don't think of it. You know, I think I was watching Dr. Phil or something the other day, and just a short,
oh,
short story,
yeah.
and the lady was saying that she had five kids, and I think she had five girls, I think she did. And one of the girls, I think, was like 12 or 13 years old. And, you know, it sounds like from listening to it that she had a very good relationship with all of her children to the point of what I thought was a good idea is she said that the one daughter always had a hard time expressing herself, you know. And
okay.
she put a mailbox, like a little mailbox outside her door and outside her daughter's door. And they would write each other letters. The daughter would write down, you know, like things that she didn't feel comfortable saying to her face to face. She would write it down.
Yeah.
She'd put it in the mailbox.
Okay.
And the mom would respond and put it in her mailbox. And
that's awesome.
Short story was, I yep. thought that that was a wonderful idea, especially with children.
That's awesome.
You know, I thought that, that was a great idea. And she had mentioned that, her daughter always said, like, she wants friends. Like, Mommy, I want friends. Mommy, I don't have any friends. I want friends. You know, how come no one likes me? How come no one comes over? You know, her biggest thing is she wanted to be accepted by society, you know, and her
mm-hmm.
peers. And what ended up happening, some of the kids were very cruel. They posted some stuff online, and the
right.
daughter
mm-hmm.
saw it online, and she got very upset. She told the mother. And the mother's first instinct was, I told you don't listen to social media. I told you not to be on it, you know. And the mother took away all of her electronics, her cell phone, her tablet, her computer, took everything away. And the mom said, she
wow.
went to the store. And she said, you know, oh, do you want to come to the store with me? And the daughter said, no. So the kids went to the store, but the one daughter stayed home. Long story short, when the mom came back home, the kids ended up going into the house first. And when the kids went into the house, they came back out and two of them had, like, blood all over them, you know. And then the mom was just explaining how she just lost her cool. And they were trying to tell her to come to the house. And she drove her car through the house, you know. And then they said,
ooh.
No, come in the house. Come in the house. And the mom went up. She went in the house. She went to her bedroom. And she said the daughter had the notepad on the little table in her room. She had the notepad there, and she was writing her mom, and she says her daughter was fighting. She feels in her heart her daughter was fighting with, like, the demons of, should I do this, should I not do this, like, just fighting back and forth. And she committed suicide right there in her mother's room. And her mom said that she was going to tell this story because now she has to be strong for her kids. And she said for that one moment, after seeing her daughter the way she did, it brought chills to her. She lost her cool, and she said the negativity just got to her. It just broke her down, you know. And then when she finally gathered her thoughts, she had to be strong for the kids. And she did, two of her kids, she looks in their eyes and she don't even see them. That's how they checked out. The oldest daughter feels like she has to be strong for the rest of them. So the oldest daughter was on Dr. Phil with her, and the oldest daughter was saying, Dr. Phil said, do you think about your sister? And she was like, no, I don't think about it because it just makes me sad and it brings me to a dark place, so I don't think about it, you know. And you could look at her and you could tell she was just so numb, you know, just numb by it of, wow. And when I listened to it, I was like, oh, my God. Like, and she had a good, like, from what she told, she had a good relationship with her kids. And society and bullying got the best of her daughter of wanting to be accepted and wanting to have friends. And where you think the world is peachy keen and it's all beautiful, it's not, because look what happened. You know, and I say that to say so many kids are battling with depression from bullying, you know. And that's giving them a diagnosis because now they can't deal with their feelings. They don't know
they don't
how
know
to
how
deal
to
with
in
it.
Touch.
They're growing.
Right.
They don't know.
Right.
You know, so the outlook as parents.
Articulate.
Yeah, they don't. And it starts from home. It starts from home and social media.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. That just plays such a bad part, you know, in everyone's life. Whereas we can use it for networking. But these kids are using it to tear people down and break them down of why they're not accepted.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
So it's sad. So I just wanted to mention it, like, wow, like, you know, the world with social media.
Yeah, no, that's serious.
Just, you know, depression, mental illness.
And I
you know,
blame social
together.
Media for a lot of it.
Yeah.
I blame social media for a lot of it. And I know people say, well, don't get on it and don't, but that's how everything is moving now. Like the internet. You go in the libraries, it's really quiet because nobody's in there. I still go to the library. Nobody's in there. You know, everything now is at the touch of your fingers now. Like, even you got babies walking around here with their own cell phones and shit, you know? And it causes a disconnect with them because they see all of this outside stuff on the internet going on. I'm going to say a lot of it's fabrication. You can be whoever you want to be on the internet. You don't need truth. You can live a fantasy. You can live a fantasy on there, you know? And that's why when you do see people on there with true stories and stuff like that, it's a lot of fighting, bickering, back and forth, you know? So it's a sad day, you know? And I really do. I pray for our children hard because, like, the internet is ruined a lot of people's lives. A lot of people's lives.
That's right.
And like I said, I can't blame it on them solely, but for the most, it has to do with the internet. Yeah.
Yeah.
The internet.
But
and
y'all
know
why, one more time.
All for that almighty dollar.
That's right. The number to call is 319-527-6761. You do have to press the one button to go on the air, live on the air with your Diva Squad and give your final thoughts and about the topic for tonight, which is mental illness. It's about 8:53. The show will be ended shortly. So if you do want to go on and just, you know, express your final thought about it or your thought in period. We do have a caller. Let's see. Welcome to the Diva Squad. Can I have your name, please?
Hey, it's Star. Hi, Divas.
Hey,
hi,
Star. How are you?
I'm good. You're going to hear my child in the background, but I just wanted to touch on something real quick. I want to also say that, and I want to make sure I be really cautious of how I say this, but the old school parenting also has an effect when it comes to mental. And I say that because the way that I grew up versus the way that I am raising my daughter are two totally different things. For instance, I teach my daughter, even though my daughter's does not say your name the way that it's supposed to be, you correct them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the old schoolers, hold on, who this child is correcting me? No. That's, she don't want to be called baby. She don't want to be called honey. This is her. Respect that. Now,
right.
Another thing, back in the days, so told, okay, well, if an adult tells you to do this, this is what you do. This is the adult.
Right.
So okay, well, if an adult tell you to do this, this is what you do. So now if you have an adult, right, around you and they're wrong, which I used to notice a lot, and the mother's like, well, you stupid. Didn't I tell you to do this over here? You can't understand this. Didn't I tell you to do that over there? What's wrong with you? I told you to, but you didn't explain to the child, you know,
right.
why they had to do this. Because now when I ask you why, it's no why. I'm an adult. I told you to do that. You know, so that also causes the childhood also gives a sense of mentally where you're going to be at. You know what I mean? So
right.
in my daughter,
right.
I understand that I'm raising a little person. So, you know, for instance, if I told her to do something, she goes, no, she doesn't understand. She can't say no. Why can't she say no? Right.
Right. Right. Right.
That's also teaching them
right.
how to act. And how to defend themselves when they go out to school, when they go out in public, when they go, you know what I mean?
Right.
Well, for instance, like,
no,
you know, the man say, well, you know how to sing this song. You know how to sing that song. You don't, do you know your ABCs? Well, did I hear my ABCs as often as I heard the other song?
Right. That's
maybe
right.
I wouldn't
that's
know
right.
that.
No, you talk right.
So
absolutely.
I mean, now they're calling it like gentle parenting, which I can't stand it. Gentle parenting. I'm like, no, it's not. It's parenting. It's just parenting. I'm parenting a little
right.
different than what you're parenting. So
right.
also, I try to give my child this confidence before we leave out. You're going to start your day off stink. We ain't going nowhere because I ain't finna walk out here with no nasty attitude. You know, this is not that way when she sees somebody else, or sometimes she catch me like, ooh, mommy, you a little stink. You ain't going. How can I get mad? Didn't I tell you she was being stink the other morning? I can't be mad
uh-huh.
at that.
Right.
But this is what I'm
right,
teaching
right.
her. I'm teaching you to speak up for yourself. I'm teaching you to ask questions. I'm teaching you not to speak to strangers because that was also a thing. Someone says good morning, you say it back. Well, guess what, baby? You don't know him. You ain't got to speak.
yeah,
that's just my way of doing things. Because somebody did stop me one time and go, oh, you supposed to be a role model. I said, and I am. I am because, number one, I ain't chin-checking you in front of my child the way I should be for pressing me. But, number two, I'm also teaching my child, you don't speak to strangers. We don't know him.
Right.
We're not going to be comfortable
right.
with him.
Right.
And nowadays,
right.
I noticed that those kind of went out the window. What happened to Stranger Danger?
Stranger Danger.
And I think everybody
right.
just like, nowadays, if you look on TikTok and you look on Facebook, you see the young parents, like, you can tell that they're trying to create that bond, but it's kind of coming off a little wrong. Like, your child shouldn't be three smacking you on the butt while you're dancing, okay? We don't want to teach her that. That's not
yeah,
the ball we want to create.
Yeah, that twerking
okay?
and
that's
all
not,
of that.
That's, no.
That's
I mean, we can dance,
you
let's dance and have a good time,
there.
But we ain't got to teach her that. You know what I mean? So you could tell
right.
that there is a struggle somewhere with the bonding, and the parenting is changing and easing up a little bit. But there's some things that being a parent, I feel like I can help her with going out into the real world.
Right, right,
because
right.
one thing
absolutely.
My parents always taught
yep.
me and never kept from me, everybody's not nice. I'm going to tell you this right now. Everybody ain't your friend.
No, that's
a, they're not.
Bad.
And I have
that's
to
right.
teach my child that, you know, like, to prepare them for it. So I feel like mental
that's
illness
right.
also starts from home.
I agree.
No, most
yep,
of it
I
does.
Agree.
A lot of it does. A lot of it does. And you made a lot of sense when you said the parenting back in the day. See, they back then, they didn't have as much freedom or education or anything that we have now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like all they knew was the crack of the whip. All I know
yeah.
is you're going to work hard, you're going to do this, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to do what I say or you're going to suffer the consequence. It was more of a dictatorship than anything else. So, no, I get exactly what you're saying. So and then it runs over from generation to generation in a lot of families. So somewhere that mold definitely has to be broken, you know, because we are living in different times now. So now we're actually having to teach our children different things by the speak, how you speak. And, you know, they're changing my job, for instance, they're changing all the bathrooms to gender neutral. So we went to them and said, like,
yeah,
I,
these
I,
things
I
you
got to
explain.
Identify
yep.
As a woman, I still identify as a woman. What happens if a male walks in the bathroom and I'm in there? Like, you know, so it's just a lot of things that now is definitely being, you have to teach your children differently because we are living in some strange times.
Yeah,
ooh,
even
yeah,
active shooting. I have to teach my 4-year-old that. Active shooting. I mean, these are things you don't want to teach.
That. Yeah, but the thing about that is, I'm sorry, but I don't want to go to the bathroom with a male. I don't want to do that. I'm sorry. I don't want
to
do that.
And you have a right to feel that way.
I want to be able to go
you definitely have a
to
right.
the female's bathroom where there are females there. I don't want a man in the bathroom with me when I'm trying to go to the bathroom. I got my monthly. Like, I want to be able to go in there in peace and have my moment and come out. I get what they're trying to do. It's just a part of me just feels like they should be very careful with what they're trying to do because there's still a lot of pedophiles out there that's preying on this new movement to take place, you know. And I call it a new movement because back in the day, back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, we didn't have this right here. You know, now you're going to make a unisex bathroom for everybody to use at the same time? I don't know if I feel comfortable with that. And I don't think I want my grandbaby going to the bathroom with a man in the bathroom. You come
and
out
these
the bathroom
are things
and you
that
because you
have
see a man
them.
Right there. You know,
yep,
that's
yep.
bad. I don't want that.
Like you said, as her parent, I'm going to teach you first because I want you to be
Yeah, because that's the thing. You know, a lot of parents are like, no, I don't want to touch this topic. No, I want to talk about it. Let's sit down and talk. There have been times where she asks me, well, why is this? Why is that? And I always want – one thing I can at least say, you know, I can always say when I went to my parents with an answer, with a question, I had an answer. Well, if they didn't have the answer, well, I ain't got that answer, baby. I'm going to get back to you. But I always had an answer. And
right.
if we ever did
Which
anything, we had to tell them why. What is your reason? So now I explain that to my child. Okay, well, I don't want to go to school. Why? Oh, I don't feel like it. No,
right.
no, no. When you tell me something, I need a reason. I need for you to break it down
right.
to me. You know what I mean? Let's start this.
Yeah,
and it is not easy. This is not easy at all. But also, when you are like, trying to mold your child to go into the real world also, you kind of get a look at yourself. Because I know I done caught a few fits like, oh, God, here we go again. Then I see her trying to button her jacket. She can't do it. Oh, God, here we go again. What the what? Where did you get that from? You said that the other day. All right. Well, all right.
Uh-huh.
So let me watch what I say. You know, so you know what I mean?
It'll
so it's kind of
right.
like you helping each
right.
other. And I also feel
right.
like with postpartum, I feel like it also has to do with people around you because I'm not going to lie, there's been close people around me. Had I let their comments get to me, I would have been down on the ground. People close to someone that just had a baby need to learn, stay out of their mouth. And other people need to stop making people feel like, oh, you know, they older. Oh, they don't think about it. No, don't make them feel like they just have to ignore it. You should watch what you're saying. You should watch
yeah.
what you're saying because, you know, the hormones are
be
different.
Mindful.
Their feelings are different. You have to be mindful
right.
to what you are saying.
You
if
don't
this
know
is what works for you, it may not work for them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, you know, mental illness has a lot
different.
To do with the people around you, your
mm-hmm.
household, your upbringing. What do you want to change? You know what I mean? What are you watching?
Mm-hmm.
What are you seeing? You know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I like
mm-hmm.
to do motivational
Absolutely.
Speeches. I have to do that. If you see somebody needs a
right.
little help, don't wait until it's too late. You can't help nobody by the time it's too late.
Right.
Okay, so I make sure I meet my people. Are you okay? How you feeling?
Done.
Some.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah.
I hear you, girl. I hear you.
Damn.
You know, I like to talk about the mental health right here. You need to.
I know.
No, because it's serious, and like I said, it has to be acknowledged. Like we know it's a problem here. You know, you can't just ignore it and act like keep sweeping stuff under the rug. That's why there's so many victims now of SA. Because what happens in this house stays in this house, and guess what? Now everybody's tripping over that rug when they fall out the door. Because all of that stuff that swept under it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
You know.
All right.
So it's just, yeah.
Look at
No, you keep doing you with your daughter. You know.
That's right.
You got to take care of her.
Thank
you. Know what
you.
I mean?
That's
yep.
right.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Of course.
All right, guys. We're going to go around our little round table, give our final thought and topic for tonight, guys.
Yes.
Sorry,
you
want to go first? Give your final thought on the topic and just a little advice that you would give to somebody?
Say that again?
Do you want to give your final thought on the topic or what advice that you would give to someone that's going through a mental illness crisis or
so
situation?
I would basically tell some steps that I had. If you're going through a rough time, look up in the morning, every morning, the little things matter. Every little thing that you think does not matter, look up motivational speeches. Look it up every day. Get you a prayer wall. Start putting your prayers walls up. Get you a vision board. Start putting your vision board up. And keep positive people around you.
Mm-hmm.
If they negative, they got to go. We know life is short.
That's
we
right.
know if they negative, they have to go. Because you have to
put right.
health first.
That's right. Amen. Gotcha. Thank you. Thank you for
Welcome.
Calling.
Thanks indeed. Indeed.
Night.
All right, ladies.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night. Yeah, no, she touched on some points tonight.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And it gave us a little, we're all, she's one of the newer parents in the new generation. So it just, I feel like it kind of like lets us know also, like, as parenting is concerned, it gives us out her view of how things went when she was, growing up and, different things that she might have went through. And, I'm sure a lot of us can relate. I know I can relate to, a lot of different things
mm-hmm.
that she's saying. But ladies, you want to give your final thoughts?
Ray?
Yeah, can y'all hear me?
Okay.
We can hear you now. No, I can't.
How about now? Yes?
Yes.
Oh, okay. My final thoughts on tonight's show. Definitely awesome as always, ladies. Mental health awareness, it's important. It's important. You got to tell somebody. You got to talk to somebody. You got to know yourself. You got to know your triggers. Talk to somebody. Pray about it. That was a great topic tonight. Awesome show. I'm passing on the mic.
And
It's a very serious situation. Excuse me, y'all.
Gotcha. Uh-huh.
For the people that are around to see somebody in some type of anguish, try to reach out and see if you can, point them, even if you can't help personally. If you're going through some stuff, have a mental dump, even if it's to go somewhere by yourself and scream it out, shout it out, talk it out, write it out, pray it out. However you need to get it out, get it out, because you don't want it to eat you up and keep you stuck down in that muck and mire.
Yep.
Be blessed either way, and I'm chucking up the deuces.
All right, all right. All right, all right, all right. It's the girl Storm. It's the girl Storm real quick. I truly enjoyed tonight's show. It was a great topic. It was definitely a lot to cover in a short period of time. But I will definitely say that I think that if you're going through something, at first you have to accept the fact that you're going through something. You have to accept it. Something's not right with me. You have to know that, you keep going through the same rut over and over and over again. And you have to want that help. But don't be afraid to ask
mm-hmm.
for the help. And asking for it is the key after you've accepted the fact that, I do need help. I do need it. After you could admit it, and just face the fact that something is different about you, whether you're how you're treating people, how you're treating yourself, how you're loving yourself, how you're loving somebody else, you need to get the help that you need and don't feel that you're being judged. And the next thing I just want to say is, people judge people all the time, every day, and I think that people should not judge people, because the reason you're judging people, and that's why they won't come to you and ask you for help, because you're a very judgmental person. And I think that you need to put your wall down and allow people to approach you
to let you know that I need help. And stop gossiping so much. Just saying. Stop gossiping so much. If you're my friend, you're my friend. If I call you my friend, I should be able to vent to you and tell you I'm feeling some type of way. My thoughts are not correct. You know, I'm feeling negative. I'm feeling down. I'm feeling depressed. I should be able to come to you and open up and confide in you to let you know. And this way, you as my friend, it's up to you to help me because I'm coming to you. People will come to their friend. People will come to someone that they trust quicker than they will come to a stranger. And if you're my friend, you're realizing something is different in me, whether it's my walk, whether it's my talk, whether it's me calling you 5-6 times a day. You notice something's different. Pay attention. You know, don't be so caught up in yourself that you can't see what's going on around you. Because when you allow yourself to see what's going on around you, guess what? You allow yourself to see your friendship, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your children. You allow yourself to see everything that's around you and see when things are different. So that's just my final thought on it. You know, it's real. We got to deal with it. You know, pay attention and just know the signs. So with that being said, have a blessed and safe week, everybody. Look forward to hanging out with you guys next week, Wednesday, same time, same place. And happy birthday to my boo, Jessica. Her birthday's on Friday. We'll be celebrating for you, my love. And God bless.
Yeah.
God bless.
Through some pain, but I got through it. I don't walk up in the rain, but I got through it. They throwing dirt up on my name, but I got through it. I done almost went insane, but I got through it. Yeah, I've been through some pain, but I got through it. I don't walk up in the rain, but I got through it. They throwing dirt up on my name, but I got through it. I done almost went insane, but I got through it. They wanna talk down on me, they wanna judge you. You don't know my pain, and I don't know your pain. Don't judge a book by its cover, them pages ain't the same. Everybody go through hardships and hard times in life. It's a lot I did wrong that I gotta sacrifice. I done been on my own time, I done been on my own grind. I done walked through a lot of rain, now I'm hoping for sunshine. Everybody talking down on me, they said I wouldn't make it. I done hit a million views, see the look up on their faces.
I never get that phone call. My little brother, little man, he hit my line and said, bro, mama gone. I stood still, cried for a second, then my girl asked me what's wrong. I told her and she gave me a hug and said, baby, be strong. I'd have been lied on, talked about by the same people I die for. If I had to, I'd go to court, get on stand, tell the lie for. It'd be the ones you'll get your last, be the first one, stab you in the back. The same ones you helped when they was down, if the table turned, that sit back and laugh. But that just made me smarter, wiser, and a better man. And even though it hurt, I know it's all a part, God plan, so watch who you call friends and your so-called niggas, cause the one you'll take the bullet for sometimes behind the trip.
I've been through some pain, but I got through it. I don't walk up in the rain, but I got through it. They throwing dirt up on my name, but I got through it. I done almost went insane, but I got through it. Yeah, I've been through some pain, but I got through it. I don't walk up in the rain, but I got through it. Through some in pain, but I got through it. I done walked up in the rain, but I got through it. They throwing dirt up on my name, but I got through it. I done almost went insane, but I got through it. Yeah.